Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. When I tell people that I go to Starbucks, I get a few people that point and laugh at me and kind of snicker at my choice for coffee. Well, I've always said that Starbucks offers a predictable and consistent experience pretty much no matter where I go in the world. Now, if I'm in certain places, might a local coffee shop provide me a better quality product? Yeah, maybe, right? But one thing that people really sort of don't realize about Starbucks, and I think they figured this out a long time ago, is a lot of what they sell isn't really just coffee, right? Coffee's kind of the excuse, right? But you know, and I do this when I go to when I'm not traveling, and even on some days where I am travel, I end up at a Starbucks and I'll go, and you know, and of course I'll order coffee because that's essentially the price of rent, right? You know, I'm paying to rent a spot, and I'm paying in coffee and you know, maybe something to nosh on or whatever, but Starbucks has generally figured this out, and of course the longer you're in the store, the more money you'll spend. That's the general theory there, Starbucks realizes it's not entirely in the coffee business. I mean, that's also why it sells things that aren't coffee, right? It sells pastries and warm food, and in some places it's starting to serve a little higher end stuff. You can get wine in some places. My sister posted a picture from her local Starbucks where they're actually doing that, and in fact there's actually a coffee shop that's not a Starbucks in Gig Harbor that does very much the same thing. I used to work in there. They would, if I happened to be in there on a Friday afternoon, right, it would actually switch over from, you know, like a coffee shop to, well, a wine bar. Certainly it'll gives you a bigger base of clientele to potentially offer more things. And honestly, it's really about the space, right, that you're in, right? It's not necessarily the coffee, right? If I just wanted coffee, I'd stay home, right? It's a hell of a lot cheaper to make a cup of coffee in my, coffee contraptions and do it that way. But I'm paying for the space, right? I'm paying to go sit someplace that's reasonably comfortable, that allows me to interact with other people, right? Just kind of be out in the world, because, you know, when you're working from home, that's you get kind of tired of staring at the same four walls after a while. So, and you need to have some other people to bounce ideas off of, and just to hear what's going on. For me, the $3 I spend on a cup of coffee at Starbucks, it's totally worth it, right? I'm basically paying for rent. I'm paying for the rent on the chair that I sit in. And again, most of the Starbucks make it a place that you can actually get some work done. And so I know if I see a Starbucks, I know what I'm getting into no matter where I am in the world. And Starbucks realizes that. So, which means that, when they expand into Italy, which there's an article about that, and that's people say, well, you know, the quality of the coffee product is maybe not as great. Well, yeah, they might have to up their game a little bit on that. And in fact, I think that's why if you look at, Starbucks had expanded into Israel and it didn't do so well, they didn't understand the local market as well. But I think, again, this is, what's great about Starbucks is, again, no matter where I go in the world, it's a predictable and consistent experience. And it's not just about the coffee. It's about having a place to, well, do what it is that some of us like to do, which is, get some work done in some place that's not our home office, or I'm traveling and I need a place to sit down for a couple hours and whip out the laptop and crank through some stuff. It's really almost like office space, I guess, right? That I'm borrowing, or just a temporary place. And people meet in Starbucks and do all kinds of things in Starbucks. So it's a place to get together. It's a sort of the more traditional coffee house going back centuries. So Starbucks has kind of figured that out, and I think they do it better. Which again, so I don't just go to Starbucks for the coffee, right? And as I say, if I just wanted coffee, I'd stay home. But it's more about what I get when I'm in the Starbucks that's much more interesting. And so if they do it right in Italy, I mean, they may actually succeed very well, right? I mean, if they can tweak their formula and make the product a little bit better, that certainly will help them. But if you just think Starbucks is just about coffee, you're kind of missing the point. I hate to say it. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.